Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Kail is a Hebrew word that is defined as strength and valor, and today Bishop Dag will hone in on the qualities of a virtuous woman. You will also learn about the key differences between women and men from a biblical perspective. From today's teaching, you will discover how a woman of Kail is able to master difficulties and challenges that she may face. Be encouraged on this teaching about Kail.
We praise you, Father, for great strength, Lord, to carry on in the name of Jesus. Help us, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 31. I am going to continue my important message on virtuous women. How many want to know about virtuous women? Now, even though you may not be a woman, just apply the message to yourself. Amen? And decide that you are going to do all the things that are therein. All right? Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Amen. Now, there are many theories about men and women. Amen. Are they the same? Are they different? What do you think? Are they different? I thought we were equal. Are we not equal? We are. Doris, come help me. Help me. Show me. Help me to understand our equality. No, I like women preachers. Yes.
We are equal in the eyes of God because He created us in His image. We are different physically and...
Go ahead.
I think the difference is in the physical aspect, but the equality is in the spiritual.
What about financial?
We can also be equal financially.
And in generally, come this way, the mic is here. Generally in life, general life, moving around, doing things, marrying.
I think, once again, the difference is in the physical, but the equality is in the intellectual and the spiritual.
Intellectual and the spiritual. We are equal spiritually and intellectually. Have you heard? Any other equality? It's good. Amen. That's a good contribution from Doris. She says we are equal, basically. And I believe that she's trying to make a point that can be considered. in our discussion tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord is going to bless us as we consider Doris's discussion and contribution. Amen. 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 Now, what Doris has said is a powerful contribution about women. Now, my subject is Women of Kail. Kail is a Hebrew word spelled C-H-A-Y-I-L. Actually, you'd say Chayil, but in the Hebrew, it's pronounced Kail. And it means a virtuous woman. It means strength.
Amen.
Strength. Valor, an army, generally speaking about the strengthening or strong qualities within a woman. Amen.
Amen.
Which I believe is very necessary. Amen.
Amen.
Now, how many have heard a song, One Life? One Life. We have one life. Okay, even if you haven't heard a song. Some people say, we have one life. And we will not have another opportunity to come back to this life.
Amen.
And redo it.
Amen.
You know? Are you there?
Yeah.
So we need to read as much as possible about this life.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, have as much insight to this life now, so that in the future, amen,
amen,
we will be blessed to look back and say that we used our time here wisely. Amen. Because you can't come back. There are some things you can't come back on. Is that not so? You cannot come back. So, turn with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And we want to look at verse 28. Let's read verse 28 together. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. We are one. Amen. So Doris was right. Is that not so? We are all one in Christ. Amen. Pastor Eddie, is that not so? Yes. So all men who are feeling good, it's not a time to feel good. We are all one in Christ.
Amen.
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 However, that is not the only scripture that is there for us to learn from. Amen. You see, we are having just this life, and like I was saying a few moments ago, we have to desperately try to find out as much as possible about our existence so that we can make the most of it. None of us chose to be a man or a woman. When you woke up, you found out that you were a man or a woman. Did you choose to be a woman? Would you like to be a man? No, you wouldn't. How many men would like to be women? And how many women would like to be men? Well, I don't think I'd also like to be a woman. But in as much as this scripture has been trumpeted around, there is neither Greek nor Jew, there is neither male nor female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. There are many things that show a difference between men and women, even spiritually. Careful now. I said, careful now. Now, this is not something to feel good or bad about. It's something for you and I to try to gain as much understanding about ourselves. Amen. You know, you can actually have your own body. You don't even know much about your own body. You don't even know anything about your body. Most females don't know much about their anatomy. They don't even know what they have. What is in them. Yeah. Most of us don't know much about it. We don't even understand certain things that happen in our bodies and on our body. We don't know what they are, what this is, what it does, why it does that, and what happens, and so many things. I mean, there are, I could give you 7 examples right away, but there are some reasons that are restraining me this evening. Amen. In the same way, you can live this life in the vessel of a female vessel or a male vessel and never understand what container God put you in. And always rather have a funny fighting feeling. We are all the same. We are not the same. We can never be the same. Even when we go to boarding school, we are all put in different houses. That alone should tell you there is something different going on. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yeah. We are not the same. We cannot be the same. And we will never be the same. No matter how much you try. The extreme form of that has become homosexual behavior, lesbianism and gay behavior. It's all trying to be what you are not created to be. God didn't make you to be that way. He made you in a particular way. And I would just advise you to try hard, to try to understand how you were made. So that when you understand and you have, let's say, a feeling, then you tell yourself, this hormone is working in my body. This feeling is working in my body. Because this chemical is at work. Do you know that even depression, when people feel moody and sad, is due to a chemical imbalance? You may not know. There are chemical changes in the body that caused that. And so one of the treatments is you give the certain drugs that sort of try to correct some of the chemical changes. Serotonin sensitive receptor inhibitors. So, and they are treating and correcting the balances and imbalances that exist. And that's why depression is a common thing. But people don't understand. Some women become very depressed and angry about everything at a particular time of the month. Some even do terrible things during that time. And when it's all over, they just normalize. And you marvel. But it's all due to hormone, a chemical in your body. So what I'm trying to say is that if you were to learn a bit, brother, sister, about yourself, how you were created, you would have a better life. Not try to be something else or say, I am what you are not. No, you are not made that way. So that understanding is very important. That's why I read a lot about pastors' lives, because there are pastors just like me who have gone through what I'm going through, who have lived and have died, have started things and are no more and are gone. I better start reading fast and start learning fast, because that is the road on which I'm on anyway. A time will come, I'll also vanish. I'll no more be around. You no more see me. I'll no more preach. I'll be gone. So I better learn fast about the road I'm on. What are the things that happen on that road? How is it like? So that my journey on the road will be a little better. So God is trying to show us that we have to learn a bit about how we were created, or what we were created for, so that within that context, we are really maximizing our stay on this earth. Because when we get to heaven, there's not going to be even marriage. There'll be no beloveds. You can't have a beloved in heaven. You can't marry in heaven. Anybody who was your wife or your husband is just going to be your friend in heaven. We are all going to be friends and brothers and sisters. We'll be moving around, mansion mates. Are you listening to me? So, a lot has been said about we are equal, we are the same. And there are always certain women ready to jump and say, yes, we are equal. And ready to fight a cause. We are equal. And there are reasons for all these things, because due to certain differences that God created, you will realize that people often have taken advantage of some of the differences that exist. So, we need, brothers and sisters, to learn a lot about ourselves. And you realize that we love to take advantage in the slightest opportunity. That's why when white people came here, they brought us the gospel, all right. And you see, black people are friendlier than white people. We are more relational. We understand relationships. Oh, I'm your friend, and I mean, because I know you, you are going to be my friend, and because you came to my house to eat. And white people don't think that way. They think, listen, how much is this? This and that. I don't know you from anywhere. What I need is this money. You need this money. Let's sign the agreement now, and that is it. This is the only thing that goes between us. That's how white people think. And that is why when they came to Africa, they signed contracts and took over all the lands. How much is your land? It's $40. Here it is. Okay, bye-bye. That is it. How much is your land? How much this? And so they bought the whole of Zimbabwe. And all these guys, they have documents and agreements. Because the people you think you are befriending them, they also have an understanding. How much is your brother? One packet of salt, two mirrors, and you give me a brother. Okay, bring him. Bring three brothers. And you bring three brothers, and they are selling three brothers to you. It's a contract. But we, friendships. I remember watching a documentary, BBC documentary, about this tiny Roland. I think he's now dead. The one, Ashanti Goldfield man, I don't know if he's Ashanti Goldfield man, but the mining guy, white guy. He came to Africa and he really understood the Africans. And as I watched he was in one country, then doing some mining there, and then the minister of mines' wife was not well and came to London. Then he sent a packet of some money, an envelope, and so on. Because that's how we black people, it's like, my wife was not well, you came, you got her something to encourage her. And so, for that, we will sell everything. But white man, he said, what is the agreement? How much does it cost? Is this and that? We sign, and it's over. That's how, and with a lot of calculations, they are moving on. But ours is all friendship. That's why a lot of things cannot work amongst us. If something is wrong, we can't change it. You can't sack anybody. How can you sack me, Bishop? Me, sack me. I'm your friend. I'm in the church. How? Even though I've done wrong and I'm not doing it well and I'm spoiling everything. You can't. It will never happen. That's how Kolebu is. That's how Ministry of Health is. Ministry of Finance. All the ministries are like that. Nothing works. Because everybody is a friend of a brother and a cousin's auntie's relative, and especially if you come from certain tribe there, your tribe brother cannot be removed. Or you don't enjoy what I'm saying. Do you enjoy what I'm saying? So we are all different. And we love to take advantage of people. People say, the white people, they are not allowing us in the country. But Ghanaians, you should hear Ghanaians talking about Liberians. And you should hear them talking about Nigerians. And you should hear them talking about other nationalities. The people who are complaining that others are not allowing them to come into their country, you should hear them when they are talking about others coming into their country. You listen carefully. So you realize that we are all the same. Loving to take advantage of anyone who is below. They'll use us. And that's what has happened with women. They are physically weaker. Or they are weaker, and not just physically, a whole lot of areas. We'll talk about all the areas. And men have loved to use them. That's why they are used. They're used. Women have been used by men. They don't even count in the Bible. They didn't count them. So 5,000 men besides the women and the children. Help me, Jesus. Tell somebody, help me, Jesus. 4,000 men were fed besides the women and the children. It's like an unnecessary baggage on the side. And so that culture has developed. And it's like women are put aside. You get it? And that has also caused a reaction that, hey, we're not going to sit down and make them cheat us. We shall stand up for our rights. If he's going to chase a woman, I'm going to chase a man. If the good thing is not going to find, if the man is not going to find a good thing, because the Bible says when a man has found a good thing, when a man has found a wife, he has found a good thing and has obtained favor with God. If the man is not going to take his time to find a good thing, the good thing is going to start to find a man. Help me, Jesus. And so they have decided to rise up and stand up for their right and say, we are equal. After all, when we go to school and we do exams, you see that a lot of the first prize are ladies. First prize, a Mensa Sabah prize, law school, is a woman. First prize in this is a woman. Prizes. So you look at the thing and you say, if it comes to examinations, abilities, Lord, we are capable. So are we really the same? And some people have lied to us for a long time and told us that we were not the same when we were actually the same. And God has revealed to us quickly in Galatians chapter 3 that we are all the same. Ladies and gentlemen, when he says we are all one, it does not mean that we are all the same. Careful now. I said careful now. When the Bible says we are all one in Christ, it doesn't mean that we are all the same. If I say we are all one in Christ, Oko, you and I and Pastor Intefel and Prince, we are all one in Christ. Does it mean that we are all the same? No. It doesn't mean that we are the same. We are equal. We are together. That's what it means. We are together in Christ. You don't enjoy what... The sisters, you don't enjoy what I'm saying, eh? We are all one in Christ. I mean, we are all the same in Christ. I'm going to... You see, it will take a long time. But let's go to Genesis. I'm going to show you a few places that we are not the same. And not in a bad way, but you to see that you are also... I mean, try to see what you are and what your advantage is.
Are you there? Curse. Genesis chapter 3. The curses are not the same. Therefore, they will never be the same. I said that frustrations under which men are laboring is different from the frustration under which a woman is laboring. And therefore, we can never be the same. And the Lord said unto the woman, verse 16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Men are not sorry when they are bringing forth children. They are drinking somewhere in a bar while their wife is delivering. They are having a good time. They give them a phone call and say, hey, your wife has delivered. Okay, tell her I'll come tomorrow. Even though 40% of infertility is caused by the man and 40% is caused by the woman and 20% is caused by both, whenever there is no child, it is the woman who goes to the hospital. And the men don't want to. This is a topic you are bringing. I don't want it at all. I don't enjoy it. If there is a problem, you go and see the daughter. And I don't mention my name at all when you go there. Hey, we cannot be the same. And we are not the same. God didn't intend us to be the same. Amen? Amen. He said, thy desire shall be to thy husband. Men are not cursed. Thy desire shall be to thy wife, and she shall rule over thee. No. Women are cursed, not as a blessing. When he's blessing, he says, I'm blessing. When he's cursing, he says, I'm cursing. This one is not a good thing in the sense of a good thing. It's a curse, a problem that you will be attracted. Have you seen affliction in the when they are released from? Do you know affliction? What do you call them? Termites, when they come out in the night after the rain. Fly into the light, fly into the light, fly into the light. And you see a lot of them dead around the lights, but they are attracted to the light. The light will kill you, but I want the light. Take me to the light. Help me to the nearest light. Hey, I'm looking for a light to kill me. I just want something that is going to rule over me. I just want something to dominate me. You may not say it. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, the sooner you accept things, then you start to work around them. You become stronger. You can use your life as a to campaign against something that will never change till you die. That's why I've stopped talking about some of the things in the politics. I don't want to comment about it anymore. I try with all my strength not to say anything. On Sunday, unfortunately, I said a few things about the police. I didn't want to speak much about, but I didn't enjoy. Also, I'm not trying to change Kolegono. I love Kolegono. I don't think it will ever change. I don't think it will change in my lifetime. We've been here for 10 years, brother. I've accepted it as it is. Plant all your kiosks and everything around. We'll be with you just like you are. Yeah. I don't think a whole lot. You see, when you accept things, you become happy. When I wrote books at first, I thought, I must write my book so that American bookshops and other people will be reading my books. I take my book, and then they'll look at it and say, I think you may be able to send this one to Sierra Leone. They are having a war, so they may appreciate your books. I said, really? And I'll take my book again to another place, and then they look at it and say, will you come and see us in 2 weeks' time? When you come in 2 weeks, I'll say, have you tried Liberia? Now, when I write books, I don't think about Americans. I don't think about white people. I believe God has called me and God has raised me up. If some Americans or whatever may read my book, that's up to them. But I know a whole lot of people who love to have my books. I know a whole lot of people who want me to write more and who are being blessed. And I know churches and pastors who hold my book and preach with my book for months. Not Lighthouse churches. I know. So I sort of accept where I'm called. It becomes easier. You don't feel that feeling of frustration. And God doesn't want you to have that feeling of frustration all through your life. You are feeling frustrated about something, and you are feeling frustrated about this. And why do I desire a husband? Because you were made to desire a husband. All through your life, you have that feeling about why do I need a man? You need a man. You need a man. You are made to need a man. But Pastor, I don't think that I'm. Wow. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to practical people who want to be happy. I'm tired. How many are tired of unhappiness? How many want some happiness for a change? You can't spend your life trying to change the unchangeable. Trying to things that you came to meet. Your life, maybe you live only for 30 years, 40 years. Your life, you are using these few years to change things that cannot change. People get married. You want to change the man. A man cannot be. He's a man. If you wanted to marry a woman, then marry a woman. I don't like the way she behaves. Then marry a man. God did not create men and women the same. He didn't curse them in the same way. He cursed the woman seriously relating to children. So that's why it's that most women, their life revolves around children and husband and all their prayer talk. First half of their life, pray, oh Lord, send me a man, Lord. Oh God, I pray. Lord, let him see me, Lord. Lord, here I am, Lord. I'm going to try the prayer meetings, Lord. Let him see me, Lord. Lord, the prayer meeting didn't work. I'm going to try joining the choir, Lord. I've been in the choir for 6 months, Lord. Nobody's seeing me, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm going to try a branch, Lord. Headquarters, nobody's eyes are open, Lord. I'm going to Matahako for a while, Lord. I want to try a dental for a while. Lord, help me. I just want a man, Lord. And if a man is not finding a good thing, then the good thing is going to find a man. And then when they get married, oh Lord, Lord, this man, Lord, speak to him, Lord, tonight, Lord. Lord, yes, let the pastor give it to him, Lord. This is a message for husbands, Lord. Lord, teach him, Lord. Lord, rebuke him, Lord. Lord, send somebody who can talk to him, Lord. I want him to come home early. Now he comes home early. But when he comes home, he doesn't talk. Lord, let him talk. When he's talking, he doesn't talk in the right. He's shouting. Lord, let him cool down. Let him cool down. Help me, Jesus. Tell somebody, help me, Jesus. I was talking to a lady. She was crying. I said, why are you crying? She said, my husband has left me. And I said, when your husband was here, you were always crying about him. Lord, I don't like this man. Lord, I'm tired of this marriage. Lord, I want to get out of this marriage. So I said, now he's gone. When he was here, you were crying about him and praying, Lord, let him go. And now he's gone and you are crying, let him come. What is wrong with you? What do you want? God cursed us differently. Our curses are different. When it came to the man, I'm talking about women of Kail. When he came to the man, he said, Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife. Husbands, careful now. The voice of your wife is not necessarily the voice of God. It may be a voice, Bible say, husband, love your wife, but that wife may not be speaking the voice of God. And he punished Adam himself because thou hast hearkened to this voice. And has eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread until thou return to the ground. I don't enjoy this kind of curses. For out of it you were taken, and for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Brothers, no matter what we do, we are going to sweat. Somebody look at me and say, I've been assured the bishop has been enjoying a lot of life. He has been traveling, moving to this place and this place, always enjoying. Anybody who comes close to my life, you will not have an idea. I may be not riding a nice car, but I'm still sweating. I've been sweating since I was how many years old? Been sweating in medical school. After that, sweating in lighthouse. Sweating in the church. Sweating to start it. Sweating to continue. Sweating to start a new brand. Sweating to travel. Sweating, tired. Sweating. No matter what I have or where I reach, I'm still struggling. And it's bringing forth thorns and thistles. Painful things. Painful things. Your work brings forth pain. That's why people start to get ulcers and high blood pressures and heart disease and arthritis and all kinds of diseases and painful experiences. No matter what level you are at, whether you are a president or a millionaire, I heard Bill Gates said he's not going to leave his money for his children, that sort of money, because he doesn't want them to have that kind of pressure. $52.2 billion. The pressure. So he's eating, but he's sweating. Recently, I heard he had an orangu. One of his guys orangulized and also formed another company, I mean, some time ago. So he's sweating. When orangus come, you start to sweat. Because orangus, they are good at firing arrows. And you have to be dodging all the time. So we are cursed differently. So and it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. We are different. Even spiritually, the things we are laboring under are different. I'm laboring under a different kind of frustration. My frustration is related to my work. My frustration is related to what I'm trying to achieve. My frustration is related to what I'm trying to build, what I'm trying to do. And many women, their frustration is related to this man and having to marry. And what he's doing and what he's saying. And Lord, change him, Lord, one more time. Lord, if you can do anything, do it now. I'm not happy. You should be happy, but you are not happy. You should be smiling, but you are not smiling. There should be smiles on your face and joy on your face, but still it's not there. Still. We are not the same. It shows up in the ministry that we are not the same. That's why I'm talking about women of Kail, because a woman of Kail is a woman who is able to master the things that she comes into this life to meet. She's able to master these situations. She's able to master her body. She's able to get control of a weaker vessel, and she's able to keep the vessel on the right road. And you will not see the difference between her and a man. A woman of Kail is a woman of strength. Amen. Amen. Tell three people, I'm going to be a woman of Kail. I'm going to be a woman of Kail. Kail woman. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. Come on now. Are you still around? Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word won by the conversation or the behavior of the wives. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plaiting of the hair and wearing of gold and putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. Investment of a woman should be in there, on the inside. Amen. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Whose daughters are ye, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement? Do not be amazed by life. Tell the nearest lady, do not be afraid, sister. Do not be afraid, sister. Do not be amazed. Do not be amazed and perplexed and bewildered by life. Amen. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor or respect unto the wife as unto the weaker. Weaker. Everybody say weaker.
Weaker.
Say weaker.
Weaker.
As the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of God, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen.
Amen.
Likewise, husbands, dwell with a woman according to knowledge. And you women must also know, you see, that I'm trying to teach you to also know that the way you are, people who stay with you must have some knowledge. Otherwise, they can't easily stay with you. Or you don't enjoy what I'm saying. The way you are created, not that you are bad, but the way you are created, you got to have some information to stay successfully with such a creation. Are you there or you are not around? For instance, and I'm not saying that women are snakes, but I just remember a snake that we had in the lab when I was doing zoology. And it had a head like a spear. And the fangs, I mean, that was, the guy held it, opened the mouth, and then the fangs come out like that. I mean, long like my fingers. Like that. And if that thing touches you, brother, start asking them to bring your harps and other things to wait for you in heaven, because you are coming now to join the band. Tell them to get your guitar ready. You are arriving on the next flight. You can't just play around with that snake. And that day, the man held the snake's head. Very fat viper. He held the head. He opened the mouth for us to see the fangs and came out. And as we were watching in the zoology lab in the University of Ghana at the zoology department, suddenly the snake and struck. And the guy's finger, the thing just snipped his finger. He was bleeding. Dwell with it according to knowledge. You don't just hold it as though you are holding some rubber bag. I said, you don't just hold it as though you are holding some rubber bag. Know about the fangs. Know about the strength in the snake. Know about the venom that will cause you to start bleeding all over your body and open up sores and start you to have internal bleeding. Know about the dangerous animal you are with, and you can stay with it for a long time. And he stayed in that laboratory for many years because somebody had knowledge how to stay. And you must, if you are the snake, you must know I am difficult to stay with. That's why they've put me in a glass cage. Somebody does not enjoy what I'm saying. I feel I should end my preaching soon. Because I'm getting to the place. Fire. So, God made us differently. He made our interests different. He cast us differently. Then he made the vessel different. The vessel is the container. The vessel is the container. Container is different. The ship is different. It's a different ship. So if you have a strong ship and a weak ship, and they're all going on a journey, and a storm comes, two ships going on a journey, and a rain is coming, the aircraft carrier is going. 5,000 men on board, nuclear powered. And an old Black Star Line is coming behind. SS Apapa. The storm is over. Where are we? Where are we? Our aircraft carrier is... we were going north. He's far. He's getting towards the North Pole. Where is SS Apapa? Will somebody try to get a compass, please? When somebody get the compass, it seems we have... this place is east away. Were we not going to the north? The storm has taken you far east. We are now getting to Malaysia. Weaker container.
Me, I'm not... please, Pastor, these things you are saying, I don't accept any. I refuse it. My father, the former church I was, the former church I was, they taught us faith teachings. This was a type of bad things that you are saying against us. We refuse it in the name of Jesus.
Break and go.
Hey, Pastor. All these things we are saying, I refuse them. This particular tip, I won't buy it. I don't like such things. Okay, I mean, when you are saying things about us, that we are, this is SS, our papa, and then all these things. I don't like such things. I don't enjoy such things.
Were we not going to the north? How come you've gone on a tangent? How come? How come? How come you've gone on an excursion in another direction altogether? Are we not going this way? Help me, Jesus.
Me, I'm not like that. These things, I don't have them in my life.
You do. You do. That's why I look at my life, I say, God cursed all men that in the sweat of their face they should eat bread. I can see the curse working in my life. So, but Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, and because of the curse of the law has been redeemed, these days I'm free. Look carefully at your life and you will see that you are sweating. If you are a man, how many men can say that you are sweating? In the sweat of your face, you are eating bread. No matter what job you have, no matter how high you go, no matter how much money you earn, you are still sweating. Because God designed it that way. And the Bible says the whole creation has been subject to vanity. Everything God made is not as it was. You think God made man and then he sat somewhere, let me make mosquitoes who will bite him. And I will send them, they will bite him in the night. He will never forget this person. And when he creates you, look at you and say, everything that I've made about you is good, okay? See you later. Then you say, let there be mosquitoes. Go and bite the man that I've made. Kill all his children. Kill 5 million children every year. The mosquitoes were never intended to bite us. The whole thing is corrupted. It's sport, including marriage. It's sport. The creation is subject to vanity. That's why it's the way it is. You try to have to understand some understanding and wisdom to know what is happening. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, God's creation is the way it is. But there are some people who can rise up in spite of whatever, and you can gain strength over yourself, strength over your body, strength over the vessel, so that when the nuclear submarine or the nuclear aircraft carrier is going, SS Apapa can gain control of itself and strength of herself. Who can find a Kayil woman? Who can find her price? You know, it's not common. It's not common to find somebody who has been able to gain control of the container of the anointing. It's not easy. It's not common. But who can find such a person? Her price is far above rubies. And that is why every woman must come to that realization. How God made me and how I am. This is how I am. I am subject to some things. And when I see those excursions coming up, excursions of the vessel, the container, which is your body, your flesh, your mind, your emotions, your will, your soul, the container of the spirit, when you see it starting to shift to the left and to the right out of course, you say, hey, my vessel is trying to go astray. I must bring it back. What is the vessel of what is the vessel of our body? Or what is the vessel of our lives? Our vessels are our container, our flesh, our mind, our souls, our emotion. That's what contains the anointing. Right now, the anointing is upon my life. If I want, I can just start crying. And it can affect the preaching. I decided to cry and not preach anymore. I could suddenly decide to feel depressed. I won't speak anymore. Or I could get angry at somebody who is yawning in front here. And in my anger, and my anger at whatever is going on, that's it. Hand over.
Bishop, we beg you, try and continue.
I could just decide. It's over. In my anger. I could decide that I don't like Pastor Sawyer. I don't like him. I don't like him anymore. And I don't want him. I'm taking you to the vessel. I'm taking you to the flesh for you to see the things that are in the flesh. When it starts to go on excursions, excursion on envy, excursion on hatred, excursion on fornication, excursion on jealousy, excursion on quarreling, A good anointing that is in someone. Say, a thing has gone on excursion on this quarreling. Quarreling excursion. Because SS are papa say, shh. Meanwhile, the thing is going here. You are following. That's why I said, who can find a kail? Strength not to be moved into any of the tenets. It's something you were created. Anybody who masters, when you get to heaven, you have a great crown. Because you were made that way, but you've mastered it. Just like men are made in a certain way, we have our beastly behaviors. And we are also supposed to control it and master it. Are you enjoying what I'm saying? Doris, are we equal? Are we equal?
No.
Are we equal? Sure, we are not equal. Are we equal?
No.
No, you don't have to say no. I mean, do you think we are equal?
No.
Lord, I'm coming. I want to serve you, Lord. But I feel like being jealous. I feel like being jealous. I feel like, I don't like you. I want to fight with you. I haven't fought for some time. I want somebody to quarrel with. Kail is coming. Strength is coming. I'm going back to my course. I'm going back to my course. Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. You know something? If I was proud, I would not stand and say, oh, I talk about my books in America and so on. It takes even humility. I'm a man of God. I'm a whatever, all those things you could. I will not stand and say that, oh, I've wrote books, I go to a bookshop, somebody say that, take it to Sierra Leone, take it to library. It's not that. Humility will make you see practically, hey, this is me, this is it. But pride will say, yeah, I'm not a disability. What you are saying is not application unto me. Oh, yeah. The man advised me, take your book to Sierra Leone, and I'm doing it just that. I'm taking them to Sierra Leone. I found people in Sierra Leone who are blessed with my books. And when I look at it carefully, I realize that a lot of Americans' books are not in Sierra Leone and are not in Ghana. And I'm not anywhere. Easy. I accept how I've been created. And I refuse to say. In psychiatry, we call it denial. Is that also denial? Like sometimes that somebody dies, and you see that the husband or wife or the person who has been says it's not true. I mean, yes, they don't accept it. I diagnose that you are this. And you see them laughing. You've been diagnosed that you have HIV. You are going to die. You are going around normally. It's like you are living in denial that it's not there, but it's there. Or they diagnose you've got cancer. You're going to die. Oh, I'm having a good time. There's nothing wrong. Oh, we are moving. It's denial. It's a psychiatric condition. Be loose from every psychiatric condition in Jesus' name. Spark the car. I feel some tensions in the building. Okay, spark the car. I'll just rush into my car right now. Then I move off. No. We are not the same. We are not equal. We are not the same at all. It's like as far as day is from night and night is from day, we are different. That nobody is inferior or nobody is underground or somebody is super on ground. We are all some way. We all need God's grace. And God wants women. I really, you know, I've been a pastor for some time. I've seen different people respond to me. and the anointing that is upon my life. And many times I've seen women respond first and respond early. They can see the anointing. And they respond. They say, I love this thing. I believe in it. They are not falling in love with me. They are falling in love with the anointing that they see upon my life. Perhaps you, if you had been alive in Jesus' time, you would have said that Mary Magdalene was his girlfriend. And may God forgive you. I can see sometimes the calling. Sometimes when they do the exams, you see that the women are far. Sometimes you see people marrying a husband and a wife. The husband looks very cool. So, what are you saying? And then the wife looks very eager to serve the Lord, and she's full of the anointing, and it's like husband's not so keen as she is keen. Then as the years go by, they are all going. The nuclear, aircraft carrier is just going coolly. And then initially something like the SS Apapa will be in front. Then the nuclear submarine is just going cool. As the years go by, you often see that the man rather comes to be the head, even spiritually. He seems to be rather ahead, even although initially the wife seemed to be ahead. It's because the vessel has now shifted on excursion. How many of the our elders? Where's Della? Is she here? She's gone to Kumasi. Our elders, come, little Erica, come. Our elder, this girl, little girl here, she's a pastor of over 400 people. Come. Look at how little she is. Look at where she fits. Under my chin. Under my chinny chin chin. And you should see the other one, Della, as tiny as her. Also a pastor of a church of over 400 people in Kumasi. Powerful under the anointings. Help me, Jesus. I said, help me, Jesus. Perhaps as the years go by, you may notice that it may not be like as they marry and it's like children and the curses and other feelings. Help me, Jesus. Lord, I'm looking for a husband, Lord. I'm waiting for the man to find a good thing, Lord. Lord, I've been waiting for 2 years. The man is not finding a good thing. Lord, if the man is not going to find a good thing, the good thing is going to find the man. Help me, Jesus. And then one day you may see her stand some holding her baby. Rock-a-bye, baby. Rock-a-bye, baby. As if there's no anointing. As if she never stood before 400 people shouting and preaching and coming. You should see her. Under the grace and anointings and presences of the Holy Ghost. You see her. How many services do you hold on Sundays?
Two services.
The thing is going straight. Help. And then as the hormones start to come, premenstrual tension. Help me, Jesus. Lord, forgive me. You send two lady pastors to go and pastor each other, they will quarrel. Help me, Jesus. Because the thing is there. And so when it is coming, you should say, Kail. You should say, Kail. You should say, Kail. You should say, Kail. You should say, who can find, who can find, who can find, who can find somebody with strength? A woman with enough strength to keep course and keep going, so that the beauty that is in you, the glory that is in you, the virtue that is in you, it will not be turned into something else. It will not be turned into something else. It will not be turned into quarreling. It will not be turned into whatever else. There are many even women here. You would not like to have a woman boss. You would not like your boss to be a woman. Huh? Is that not so? Yeah. How many women you not like a woman to be your boss? Uh-huh. It's because of the excursions. SS Papa. Come, they're upstairs. They can't see you. They can't see you upstairs. Help me, Jesus. That, the Bible says a woman should not be a leader. It's, if I start to read, you see. Even Church of Pentecost, they don't compromise on that thing at all. Say, a woman should not be a pastor. And said that if anybody has the Spirit of God, he should wake up and challenge that what I'm saying is not true. Who can find? Who can find a woman who has a big heart? Who can find a woman who would not allow herself to be misused? Fornication and adultery and playing around. Who can find? But I'm feeling lonely. I'm lonely. I just want somebody to love me tonight. Meanwhile, you are going straight. I love the Lord. And you see them in church, Lord. Ah, Jesus. Oosh, glory. I receive it, Father. Lord, I'm lonely. Lord, I'm lonely. Lord, I'm lonely. I just want somebody to tell me I love you. I just want somebody to tell me I love you. I want somebody to tell me you're beautiful. I know he's lying, but I just like when he says it. I know he's lying. I'm feeling lonely. SS Papa is trying to go to the left again. Some ladies are not smiling as I'm preaching. You got a problem. I say you got a big problem. You got a big problem. You got a big problem. Lord. Lord. I just want somebody to marry me. I'm a shepherd, Lord. But I still want somebody to marry me. If I can't get somebody, Lord, I'll borrow one, Lord. I just want to borrow one, Lord. I'll borrow somebody, Lord. If I can't have my own, Lord, I'll borrow somebody. I can borrow somebody's husband, Lord. Pastor, I'm back. You didn't see me for 4 weeks. It wasn't anything. I was still in the army of the Lord. But I was in the secret service. That's why you didn't see me for 4 weeks. I was underground. But I was still doing the work of the Lord, Pastor. Ha ha ha.
Help me, Jesus.
Help me, somebody. Help me, Jesus.
Lord, I've decided to be one of the vessels you can use, Lord. You can use, Lord. You can use.
Lord, when I sit on the chair, I don't like the way they push me around. Hey, never do that. Listen, my bag was here first, right? Be very careful. Be very careful. Be very, very careful, okay? Hey, be careful. Do you know me? My name is... Then the other one said, who born you? Stupid! Did you buy this chair? When you were coming to church, you said, was your name written on it? What do you mean? Nonsense. If you are talking, where is your husband? Have your breast given suck to a baby?
Pastor Eddie has come back to... Pastor Eddie is back. Above all power, above all glory, above all wisdom, I have to sing our praises.
You are back. You are back from your excursion. Your quarreling excursion. Your jealousy excursion. Your fornication excursion. All your depression excursion. All kinds of excursions. What is wrong with you? Who can find a woman of Kail? Who can find someone who can keep course? There's love in you. There's so much joy. There's so much power. There's so much anointing. Who can find someone who can stay on the course of the power? Stay on the course of the anointing. Stay on the course of humility. Stay on the course of God's love. Who can find someone who can stay on that course? Many times people are nice to the pastor. Pastor, good evening. I was so touched. The message was touching. We were touched in there, Pastor. We're touched. Pastor, you'll come on Sunday, okay? Pastor, are you okay? Pastor, be strong, all right? We are praying for you every day. Without you, we don't know what we'll do. Pastor, God bless you, okay?
Sammy, let's go. Hey, listen, Sammy, let this be the last time. That's when I'm in the church and I don't like. Hey! Sketches. One day, somebody said to me, you know, there was some lady pastors in the church. Somebody said to me, I met a lady, she said, oh, your lady pastors, not, well, your lady pastors, they are driving all the other ladies from the church. Because even as they were preaching and ministering, there was a certain something driving away. Only your friends can be there. It's not only my friends who are in the church. It's not only my friends I can flow with. I can flow with a whole lot of people. Who can find a woman of Kail? Strength. Strength. Our time is up. We'll continue next time.
Hey, I see the Lord making you a woman of Kail. Stand to your feet, stand to your feet. Give the Lord a shout and a clap and a jump. And do I have any virtuous woman in the house tonight? Do I have any women of Kail in the house tonight? Give the Lord a shout and a clap of array.
You can make it. Amen. I said, you can be a virtuous woman. You can be someone with strength. Strength, 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 strength. Lift your hands and thank Him. Ascende Ibrahamos, Lambregedas. Mando la mala, mala, maranda, 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 maranda. Oh, just thank Him. Thank Him that you are... Every woman here, I tell you, just lift your hands to Him and just thank God that strength is coming. Strength, 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 strength to stabilize the vessel, to stabilize the container of God's power and God's anointing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love, and of a sound mind.